If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Another confirmed
multimedia production. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big, I'm B-Fans, I'm back. I'm back with another episode, another special guest. We got Buttermilk's Bakery. Welcome to the set. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Thank you. They came all the way from Hillsboro, Ohio.
That's right. Yep.
How far did they drive from here?
It was 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it nice that you called in the rain? Because it was real fucky.
We came in yesterday, early afternoon.
Okay.
Really, yeah, it was nice beautiful yesterday. Trip down here.
Yeah. It was an easy drive. Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Traffic, you
a
know.
A lot better than driving all the way down to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
That was a long drive.
Yeah.
Anytime you go through the mountains, did you go through the mountains? Did you have to go through? Oh my God, that's some rough riding.
Oh yeah.
It is.
Up and down, up and down.
It is.
That had my vertigo all messed up.
Yeah, really. I used to have a box truck business and I had a route in Virginia. You had to go through them. You just up like this through mountains. That's some rough riding, man.
Mm-hmm.
So how what inspired y'all to start the bakery? What made y'all want to get into the business?
For me, it was my mom had passed in 19, and I picked it up as a hobby to keep myself busy.
Mm-hmm.
It was sudden. It wasn't something that we were expecting her to go. It was just out of nowhere. And so I picked it up to keep myself busy, and then it just, I don't know, became way more than what I ever anticipated. Mm-hmm. And then my wife here, Sam, she was already doing it. She had her own cupcake business and everything.
Before. A little one. I don't know that I'd call it a
You could have done a lot more with it, but yeah. I mean,
there was
people loved him.
One day, he was mixing all this cookie dough out of a glass bowl by hand with a, spatula.
Yeah.
And he kept talking about, how cool it would be and people are loving it and all this. And I got off work one day and went to Walmart for some errands. And I called him and I was like, how serious are you about this? And he was like, I'd like to turn it into something. He's like, man, it's a pipe dream,
Mm-hmm.
And I bought him a mixer, a standing mixer. And I came home and surprised him with it. And I was like, here you go.
Go time.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah. Make something of it,
It's like a couple months later, I did my first farmer's market.
Yeah. Well, no, the first one was JR's.
Yeah.
When his sisters had owned a little boutique business at the time. And they would set up at a greenhouse every year for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of piggybacked off of them and set up a fold-out table with a blue tarp on it. Just put cookies out for free.
Yeah, just gave them away to
and
people
we're just
with a business card.
Handing them out to people.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I mean, they knew, they knew the community knew who he was and like his sisters and their boutique. So, and then we started getting people like, hey, we had maybe 50 followers on Facebook at this point. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And people started following the page and commenting like, hey, these were really good. Like, where can we find you? And then Farmer's
started
Market.
Orders.
Yeah. Farmer's Market took off, I think, that year.
Yeah. We sold out our first day at the Farmer's Market, which blew my mind. I wasn't ready for it.
Uh-huh.
But it was where we had given away all those cookies to those people and they came out and saw us at the Farmer's Market to get more.
Yeah.
Let's backtrack a little bit. You said you picked up bacon as a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Was your mother a baker? And why had you land on?
She did a little bit. Mostly, she liked to cook. I mean, my favorite thing she would make was her chicken and dumplings. But
really?
Oh yeah,
I just judge the chicken and dumpling contest.
Oh, dude, it was so good. Uh-huh. And she'd make these blackberry dumplings too.
Really,
absolute fire. Love them.
That's amazing.
But no, she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't like a huge baker or anything. Really, it was my sister Mandy. She would always make me these white chocolate cookies for my birthday. And this is what she'd ask me every year. She's like, "What do you want for your birthday?" I was like, "Chocolate white chocolate cookies," because they were phenomenal.
Right.
So that was the first cookies that I actually baked. Was those chocolate white chocolate cookies? And after that, I was like, "What else can I make?" Right. And then now I think we have
at least 20 flavors now, I think.
20 plus of just base flavors and a lot more of everything else because it just spiraled. I was like, I want to make everything. I want to try to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, until this year, that's mostly what we did was just cookies mm-hmm. until finally we got into a commercial setting. And now I was like, I want to bake everything. It turned into like an obsession kind of.
So you said you were self-taught, y'all, self-taught mm-hmm. baker. So like, how was that process? Like, was it like YouTube University?
It was a lot of trial and error. A lot of
passing out to coworkers. And he used to work at a bank doing IT. I worked at a small hospital doing like lab work, phlebotomy. Mm-hmm. So I would take him into the hospital and pass him out to the departments. He took him into the bank, passed him out to departments. And
there's a lot of throwing stuff away.
Yeah.
Because they would not, either it would turn out all right and then I'd have to tweak it some because it wasn't just right, or it was just an all out mess. Because I had no idea what I was doing. I was just trying to figure it out as I went. And then finally, I started focusing like directly on just like a chocolate chip cookie recipe, trying to perfect that. And once I got that down the exact way that I wanted it, then I branched out to everything else.
So what was that moment when you knew you had something? Like, you knew, like, I got, you know, was it like a certain amount of followers or certain people that like, you know?
It was the push from everybody around me. Uh-huh. People at work, friends, family being like, you need to sell this. And at first I was like, it's just cookies. Like, right. No, I don't think anybody's going to buy this. Like it was like after we did like that first little event where we gave everything away and people were reaching out that they wanted more. Then I was like, all right. Okay, maybe we'll give it a shot. And we signed up for the farmer's market. And like I said, we sold out like that first day. And then it was like every day after that until like towards the end of the season, whatever, like it tampered off for people coming out. And then our Facebook following just started to grow and grow and grow. And I think towards the end of that first farmer's market season, we hit like 1,000 followers on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I think for me, it was when we were probably a quarter of the way through the first year of our farmer's market and people were coming up and telling us like, I came just for this because we didn't have wholesalers at this point. Mm-hmm. It was just farmer's market every Saturday, unless, you know, you asked us for an order right. and people are like, I've waited all week for this. I came here just for this. Like I never came to the market before, you know, and that's just so cool. Yeah. You know, yeah, that people are like waiting all week to seek you out and get their cookie fix, you know?
So what's the farmer's market for people that don't know? Could you talk about that?
So the farmer's market out in Hillsboro, the first year that I did it, we had about 20 vendors, and it's just every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Mid-May through mid-October, that you'd have vendors line up around the courthouse, and people would just come up. They had local honey, they had local produce, eggs, multiple different bakers.
Not just food. I mean, they have someone that does 3D printing. They have someone that does tie-dye. They have
sourdough bread.
Yeah, sourdough. Candles and soaps and lotions. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there.
We made a lot of friends and a lot of good connections out there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we carried that. And now that we have our brick and mortar, we carried that over where everything non-food related that we stock in our shop is all local.
Local
source, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge advocate. I mean, if you are somebody that wants to get started in like a field that we are in or something that's like local produce, hit up the farmer's market. Like the traffic, you have no idea how many people come out for the local farmer's
market. Not just from your town. I mean, from all over.
Yeah.
There's people that come all over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So for anybody that like, could you describe Hillsboro, Ohio? Is it like what type of town?
A small town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're a small town. I think like the population out of Hillsboro is like 6,700 people. Something like that.
It's up and coming though. There's a lot of there's a lot of hidden gems now.
It's an Amazon hub actually out there, but
there's a lot of hidden gems. I think, you know, coffee shops. There's, you know, new restaurants that have come in that have brought in bands, and one of them, the Porch mm-hmm. down. Not far from our shop. They have like a playset in the back. They have like the big cornhole.
We have a lot of mom. It's
very family friendly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like everything is made from like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like you're going into like a big box store. Like it's everything, like all of our restaurants for the most part, are like mom and pop places. And I mean, you got your average like fast food restaurants and stuff like that. But I mean, for the most part, everybody eats and shops at a lot of
their small businesses.
They're
small businesses.
That's what I like to do when I go out of town, like different places. Mm-hmm. I want to eat where the locals eat. I don't want no fast food.
That's what we were like here. Like we went to that, the flea market. Yeah. Big vintage flea market. Logan is where we went today. No.
Oh, well, that was the
Derby City Flea Market.
No, it was like
Shepherdsville.
I don't remember. I know we went to Logan's.
It was right down from the Logan's.
It was right down from Logan's Market.
It was this massive vintage market. But it was awesome. First thing we did was walk by someone and, you know, chat, small talk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's good around here? Where do we go?
Right.
You know, because like you said, I want to know where
the locals go.
I don't want to go to, like, the big stuff, but.
That's what we were trying to figure out with that Italian restaurant, if it was a chain or not. And it didn't seem like it, but it was gorgeous.
I don't think it's a chain.
It was gorgeous. Nice food was very phenomenal. Inside.
You get
portions were
for,
huge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like they gave me a whole quarter pan of lasagna when I went. It was like this big.
Yeah. So what makes your cookie stand out from other bakeries?
Truthfully, when people ask me this question, is I put a lot of time and effort into it. And me, myself, being like a big guy, like I won't put anything out that doesn't taste good, or at least that I don't think tastes good.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got a different like flavor palette, but I don't know if it doesn't something that just like makes my fat boy heart happy. Like I'm not gonna sell it. So we try to make everything taste good
and big.
Yeah.
We want you to
feel like you get your
feel
portion.
Like you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, they definitely I mean, with some big.
They're, I mean, quarter pound, quarter pound cookies. Yeah.
And then, like I mean, those brownies, those weigh a half a pound. And I don't know.
Brownie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to eat, you know what I mean? I can't wait to. I tried a little bit before we started. Oh my God, it was delicious.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a favorite flavor? One that a fan or a customer favorite? I remember you said the brownies, the cookies, and cream was one of the favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say, like, our biggest items right now, cookie-wise, our favorites would probably have to be the peanut butter cup cookie that we have.
Oh, yeah. Warmed up for a few seconds.
Which we brought you one of our, it's called our PB Dream, which is our deluxe line. Mm-hmm. It's like our iced and top cookies. That's hands down, it's probably our best-selling deluxe cookie. And probably my favorite as far as the deluxe ones is the PB Dream. It's a peanut butter cup cookie, chocolate icing, and then it's got crushed up Reese's cup and Reese's pieces on it and a peanut butter drizzle.
Oh, man.
I'd say quarter pound, probably the blueberry lemon.
Blueberry lemon.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
I mean, and chocolate chip. I feel like
you can't go wrong with chocolate chip. Cheesecake-wise, our favorite, like our biggest sellers right now is our Fluffer Nutter Cheesecake, which is a peanut butter cheesecake with a marshmallow fluff icing and a peanut butter drizzle. And then our classic strawberry. Mm-hmm. Which we were going to, like, we were going to bring you some, but we couldn't figure out how
to
keep it.
We were strategizing.
Yeah, because we were going to be up here in the beginning of Saturday. I was like, I don't know how to keep this cold the whole time. And I was like, I'm not bringing, dude, like, a chance of, like, contaminated cheesecakes.
Well, I guess.
We weren't sure if our hotel had a fridge. We couldn't remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to get that down here. And then we're just stuck, you know.
So I was like, we'll bring shelf-stable stuff.
So these are some wild flavors. Like, what's the thought process? Like, because these are some... Like, you just go, like, is it, like, y'all bounce each ideas off each other? I just, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of times it just comes down to, I like Reese's Cups, so let's make Reese's Cups something. Or, we have, like, a Snickers cheesecake that we make. I'm like, I like Snickers. Let's make, something sounds good. Or me and her, we always get, if we get Blizzards from DQ, we get Reese's Cup Blizzard with Oreo in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a peanut butter Oreo cheesecake.
PB
and cream deluxe cookie. I don't know. It's just we're foodie, so whatever sounds good, we try to turn it into a treat.
Right, that sounds amazing. I trust my palate just as much as anybody. Like you said, I'm a big guy too, and I love I trust my own palate. So describe the process of getting. You started out at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that process to getting a brick and mortar business, and how's that going?
So for the first year, we started out at like the farmer's market, and I think it was at the beginning of the next year, we actually got our first wholesale location. We had a local coffee shop reach out to us and asked to start like stocking our cookies. And so that was awesome. And then from then it was like 2 months later, we had another, local business, the restaurant she mentioned, the Porch, they had a carryout section. And they have us in there, which we've been with them for both of those locations for 3 years now. Yeah. And then so it was like 2021, 2022, we had those two. And then at the end of 2022, I think we had like eight mm-hmm. wholesale locations by the end of that. That's and amazing. Still doing yeah. the farmer's market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2023 was the, that was, or no, yeah, 2023, we were still going strong with like the farmer's market. And I finally made the decision of, do I continue my full-time job or do we quit? Like, do I quit and we just pursue this full-time? Because she was at home full-time with our son. Mm. So we went over our finances. We had worked really hard to, like, pay off our vehicles and stuff, made sure that we didn't have any other bills other than our house. Because everything extra we got, we're like, let's make it worth it, like, all the work and effort that we're putting into it. Let's actually do something with it. So we paid our cars off and stuff. And then we had a little bit of a push at the place. I was an IT professional for a bank, and they were pushing back a little bit because they thought that I was focusing too much on my business versus like right. the bank itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of juggling.
Yeah, there's a lot of juggling.
So what was that pushback like? Did they just, you know?
Truth be told, it was like I was the only person in my department that worked after hours, really, and I had to do like server updates and all this other stuff. And I came to my boss at one point and asked him, like, "Hey, can I have some help? Because this is a lot. It's a lot on my plate." Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even just because I was doing that and working on our business.
Right.
It was just a lot in general.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a toddler.
Toddler, you know, and everything.
Just life.
There was multiple other people in my department, and I'm like, could I get some help? And at first he said yes, but then later on it became a no, and either you do it or kind of you're gone kind of thing.
Right.
And I think it was because we were starting to see success. And so they wanted my full focus on where I was at. And
I think it was the push you needed, though.
Yeah, it was definitely the push.
For sure. Because
went home.
Looking back,
you were jumping in both feet. I mean, mm-hmm. letting go of your safety net is terrifying.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and
I had like a meeting with my boss, and then it was the CFO, and it was just more or less of them giving me like a packet of saying like stuff that I had done wrong over like the last year. And it was the most minuscule things of like something that happened the December before. This was in November.
Mm-hmm.
It was December of the last year. And I was like, you're bringing this up now. And then it was a bunch of other stuff of like, I installed a printer, and then like 8 hours later it stopped working or something. It was ridiculous stuff.
Right.
So I went home. I was infuriated. Went home. We talked it over. Calmed down. Went over all the finances. And the next day, I put my 2 weeks in.
That's amazing.
We can do it. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then we haven't stopped.
We haven't looked back. I think that was probably the best thing you could have done.
Yeah. The next year, literally about a year later, we got married and then had signed our lease for the commercial kitchen. Now we're and they're got two employees and busting out cookies as fast as we can.
So do you still have the wholesales, or are you just focusing on?
We have 16 now.
16 wholesales and a storefront?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
We,
I mean, Monday, personal orders, all that, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, Monday through Wednesday is when we do all our wholesale stuff. So we have Mondays I do most of my mixing, and then Monday night and Tuesday and Wednesday is when we do a lot of our decorating, delivering, and
baking.
And then we do baking on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for our open days.
Yep.
We're trying to open on Wednesdays. We'll probably be hiring another employee soon to start doing that.
That's amazing. So according to my calculation, this is your fifth year in business?
Yeah. I wouldn't say we've been a year in the commercial setting because we didn't open until March.
Yeah.
We had a lot of
We signed
March.
In September, but we did a lot of renovation to make it our vibe, mm-hmm. like our place, because it was a restaurant previously.
Right.
Yeah.
So
what vibe was you going through? Like, what, when you was this
chill,
you was going through chill vibe? And
like the walls are black. We have like a record player in there with a bunch of records that people can play. We got a bring a book, take a book section to where mm-hmm. you can come out or just sit and read. I don't know, just kind of, I don't know. It doesn't really point towards anything specific. It's just kind of like, I don't know, chill. Like, you don't get any kind of like push towards any direction on it.
Yeah. We went to the Please and Thank You coffee shop here in Louisville mm-hmm. before we came. It reminded us a lot of our place. Like the vibes of that.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, I really like this place. I was like, yeah, because it reminds you of us.
Yeah.
It's got like the, you know, the neon lights and the.
Yeah. I think we went with black mostly because we're both like elder emos.
Oh yeah,
100%. Yeah, we were emo kids in school, so
there you go.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what are some of the obstacles you overcome as a small business? What are some of the...
Not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or how to do anything. I mean, that was the biggest obstacle, is not knowing how to go about literally anything.
Anything. I mean...
Taxes or... when we first got our two employees, we had no idea what we were doing. Thankfully, we had this company called...
TechSolve
mm-hmm. come out, and they sent one of their HR representatives out yeah. and yeah. walk us through, like,
shout everything. Out to Lacey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, they... I mean, I...
She came in and
oh, okay.
yeah, she's from TechSolve.
She worked with TechSolve and kind of mm-hmm. laid the land for us of, like, this is what's available to you. This is what we can offer. This is, you know, avenues we have that we can help you with. And she set us up with a... Was it like an HR?
It was their HR representative.
Representative that kind of helped us put together like a itinerary to get our girls that we hired in. So
I was going to be missing some forms. I know that. If they wouldn't have come in, I was probably going to be in trouble with
it. Yeah.
I mean, there was stuff I didn't know existed.
Right.
And it's not something as simple as like, what do I have for my employees on a Google search? Like,
yeah.
there's a lot of stuff that just... You don't know.
Because as a business owner, you wearing all the hats. You the IT, you the payroll,
yeah.
You know.
It doesn't stop.
Right. It doesn't yeah. stop at all.
And I think that's probably the biggest one is time.
Oh, really? Not enough
time
in
your own
business.
There's not enough time
no.
in the day.
If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, Kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
So how do you balance the work life, wife, and the kids? Like, how does that?
We actually just had somebody put in a personal order, and it was probably 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laying on the couch watching TV with my kid, and I'm messaging her back, and she's like, "Wow, thank you for answering after hours, because I didn't expect that." I was like, "Girl, we work around the clock." Like,
mm-hmm.
like I think that's honestly one of the things we pride ourselves on is that we both have access to all of our
yeah.
social media, so we're very prompt to.
We keep it like we try to keep it as personable as possible, but work-life balance, it's hard. It's definitely not an easy thing, especially before we got our two employees. It was like Monday through Saturday. We were working anywhere from like 7 a.m. until sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was rough.
Later.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how we did it, just the two of us.
I don't either. And it was rough because we both, as like parents, we felt really guilty because, I mean, we have a toddler, but... we had a space to where like he had toys, he had a TV, he could come hang out with us and all this other stuff. But I mean, you could never get away from like the parent guilt of like, you're just hanging out here with the bakery with us all day. But then once we got our two girls in there working, now we get out of there some days at like 3 o'clock
yeah.
in the evening. So it's been a lot better.
Life, yeah.
It is. It sounds like better. Yeah.
But it doesn't stop. Cause mm-hmm. like she said, we still get people messaging, asking questions. Like you have to keep up with like social media and making posts.
That's the hard part. I manage my social medias mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? I might have my personal social media. Then I got three or four on the business and you know, I'm going to miss some comments. I'm going to miss some messages.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
take it personally. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to get to you.
Scheduling posts has been like a lifesaver.
It has. It really has.
I do a lot of like the social media graphics and like stuff like that for our Facebook and stuff. And I will schedule stuff out. I didn't know that was a thing until like the last year.
Mm-hmm. Really? I just
like we came across
recent,
it
yeah.
and I was like, this is game changing.
Yeah,
I can lay in bed and time it out for like the next 2 days.
Yeah, it helps especially whenever like we do our drop, because we make a post every time we do a drop off to one of our wholesale locations.
Yeah.
And so if we do like a late drop off and we know, they close in like an hour, we just schedule it to go out the next day.
Yeah.
So that way it's getting hit, like people are getting hit with it at the very beginning of their opening hour. And then that way they got all day like, oh, I can hit
and
up this place
forget,
and get it.
And we don't forget because our brains are...
Yeah.
All over the place all the time.
But social media is hard. It's a lot harder than I ever anticipated because, I mean, there's so many platforms and then you have to, market yourself well.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it all matters. Like when you post it, hashtags, mm-hmm. and if you post this and that, like it's all meticulous,
Yeah.
That's a whole different monster. So how do you feel about content creating? You think it's a vital part of your business?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
We just actually had some, honestly, the dumbest videos pop off a little bit on TikTok. There was one day I was just I mean, we've always made videos and stuff, but I made one. It was just showcasing our cheesecakes in the case. And I think it's at like 270,000 views on TikTok right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
it's literally just gonna be like, hey, we got cheesecakes, we're open today.
something as silly as that. And like, I even stuttered like halfway through the video because I was looking directly at our caramel apple cheesecake and I was like, we got our caramel apple cheesecake. And I was like, lost it for a second.
Right.
Like, yeah. Been a long day. I'm here. But
I think social media has been a giant factor in our success, because we have people come from all over. Like, we have people traveling, and we had one guy come 4 hours to get some cheesecake, and I was like, what else are you gonna do when you're in town? He's like, I'm going home.
He bought 10 slices of cheesecake and
Do your thing, man.
People love cheesecake, man. I know that
cheesecake is delicious.
We have what, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Facebook's definitely our biggest.
Yeah, Facebook's our biggest. TikTok's growing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love it because we do giveaways for our Facebook followers and stuff. And as a way to like incentivize, like, for people to, I don't know, share our page and like invite friends to follow. But then it also gives them a chance to win. Like, we give out merch, we give out cookies, or like,
we recently did our town has our Indian cards.
Yeah, we have these things called Indian cards, where it's like discounts to like all the businesses around town. Yeah.
You can get like go here, 10% off there.
Mm-hmm. We gave away Willie Nelson tickets one time.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's crazy.
It was Willie Nelson and friends.
It's like a country music festival that comes to Riverbend in Cincinnati.
I don't know.
We gave those away.
It makes it fun to get to know like people who follow your page. Yeah. So and
you get widespread fall. I mean,
you'd be surprised as well.
You know, you got people inviting your friends, and they could have family in California.
Yeah.
And guess what? We ship there, so that helps us reach that demographic of like not just in our small community, which has been awesome.
So, what has a customer ever told you a story that made you stand out? Like, you know, that stood out to you, that like a customer's like has told you a story, like you say, somebody drove 4 hours, like
that guy specifically. But we just had a lady that came in and bought, it was like 80 of our 2 ounce cookies, and then what else did she get? But she was taking them to a wedding here in Kentucky, actually. And I was like, cool, our stuff is literally traveling cross state to go somewhere else. We had somebody take our cookies to a family member in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's neat.
That's amazing.
But I don't know. It's just, we have so many people come in and just like, oh, I came out here from Hamilton. And I was like, it's kind of like, I don't know, like not humbling, but I don't know what the
word is. Almost like mind blowing. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like, it is.
It makes,
you know.
Because like you said before, it's just cookies.
Right.
You know, I mean, but I mean, we've had people, since we've been in the storefront, I usually, you know, I run the front counter a lot of the time because he's back there, you know, slinging cookies and doing his thing. And we've had people come in and be like, I've had a bad day and I just really need a cookie. And it makes you think like I'm giving something comforting to you that like I've put my, you know, time and energy in. It's like you're having a bad day and you thought about coming here.
That
you
was know? My favorite thing at the farmer's market though, when I first got started, is, watching people buy a cookie, take it out of the wrapper, take a bite, and then like look down and smile like, this is good.
We've had people come back and be like, this,
all right, this was awesome. I want more. And I think that's the thing that literally brings me like the most pride and like happiness out of it, is because I want people to be happy. I want to bring a smile to their face. And if I can do that with giving them a baked good, cool. Makes me happy. Because a lot of times, in the world, like people need a little uplift in their day.
Right. Time is crazy out here. And like you said, if you can change somebody's mood, whether it be a baked good or, you know, coming on the podcast, just putting a smile, being a nice person, that's amazing right there.
We actually just had one of the ladies that came out over the week. She was the one that said her and her son, it was like their little tradition thing that they do. They would come and buy a cookie and then her and her son share them together.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big on B Fines. This interview has been wonderful, but if you want to continue to watch it, go over to our Patreon. Link is in the bio. The rest of the interview is on Patreon. So if you could collab with any brand or business, who would it be?
Honestly, I think I'm down to really collab with anybody, because this is going back to what we were talking about earlier of, like, it was really hard for us to get started and get information from people. We would ask, like, other, which we're friends with a lot of the local businesses and stuff, but, like, whenever we first got started, like, we were asking for advice. Not a lot of people want to give you advice because not a lot of people want competition.
Right.
And so I think what I'm saying is, like, I'd like to collab with literally anybody, is because I think it would just be fun. I don't want to rule anybody out the way that people ruled us out in the beginning. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, if you're somebody who wants to collab, let's do it.
I guarantee we'd learn something from it, no matter what it is.
Because, I mean, life's learning experience. And, I mean, you can learn from literally everything.
Right, you can.
And I don't know. It'd be fun. Just to
I think it'd be fun.
That's like whenever we started talking, like, I was like, yes, absolutely. I'd love to. And, like, where I was commenting on your stuff, I was like,
Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
I was honored when y'all reached out, because I seen you have wrote me, and I'm like, oh, man. And I just assume, you know, everybody's local, and I seen you from high. I'm like, oh, man, they coming all the way down to.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, man. We had a couple, you know, a few out of towners, but, you know, I appreciate that.
Honestly, whenever you responded, I was excited.
Really?
Like, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Because, like I said, we've never done a podcast before. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we ended up making our anniversary trip out of it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been married?
One year today.
1 year today. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So how was your trip? To describe your overall trip to, was this your first time in Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a few years ago.
I guess we've probably driven through it, like, going down to Tennessee and stuff, but I've never stayed up here. I mean, it's been awesome. Like I said, we stayed out the Derby City Hotel and Casino and gambled a little bit, had fun out there, got some good dinner.
Yeah. Honestly, we just kind of drove around and we're like, this looks like a fun walking spot.
Mm-hmm.
Get out, walk around, checked out some shops, coffee shops, bakeries. We love stopping at different bakeries.
Mm-hmm.
And we order stuff from people online all the time.
People would think that since we own a bakery, we don't like to eat baked good. No, we order stuff from everywhere. We want to try everybody's stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Everybody makes stuff different. So I want to see how people do, like, different stuff. We stopped at a Mexican bakery. We got a, what was the cinnamon roll that we got?
Oh, I don't know.
It was like a croissant-like cinnamon roll. Delicious. Oh, awesome. We got cookies from the coffee shop.
And thank you.
Yeah,
I remember having them when I was here last time, and I was like, I have been thinking in my head for the last, like, 8 years that these were such good cookies. I have to have them.
Right.
They lived up. They were good. They were very good.
And what shop was this?
The Please and Thank You coffee shop.
Please and Thank You. Okay. Yeah. I got to try them out. Where's it located?
There's one here in Louisville, and then I think the other one is across the bridge, and was it Jefferson?
Okay, yeah, right across the bridge.
Yeah.
So a couple of quick hitters.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to cookies, milk or no milk?
Milk.
Are you a dunker?
I'm a dunker. Yeah. Especially
the only way.
Especially with those brownies.
Uh-huh.
You need a gallon of milk for those things.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to stop getting some milk on the way.
No, so if I had a brownie, I like them warm, and I actually put it in the milk, and then I eat it out with, like, a spoon.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm that kind of person, but, yeah, I am a
cookie. So you heat the brownie up and just crumble it up in the milk?
Not those ones, but if it was just, like, a topping brownie, yes, heat it up. If you the brookie that we put in there, heat that up for, like, 10 seconds, and it'll melt the chocolate in there a little bit. It'd be awesome.
I'm taking notes.
Have that with some milk,
huh? So what advice would you give to someone starting their own business, bakery, per se?
Ask a million questions.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to ask for help, even if there are people that won't give you help. And that's one of the things we do. We try to help everybody as much as possible.
I'm the same way. Like, you ain't got to just – I'm not charging you for no information. If you're trying to start a podcast or any information, I'm always – that's my thing. I like putting people on new music and new foods and new places. So
I wholly believe in good karma, and what goes around comes around. Because I mean, if you give good, you're going to get good.
The energy you put out is the energy you receive.
Exactly.
That's what I pray and believe in.
And that goes with selling yourself too, because, if you're in a local producer, or like you make your own products, or you're a baker, hit up the farmer's market, because you will be astonished with how much or how well that you'll do out there. And then sell yourself well. Mm-hmm. One thing that, yes, talk to people, because in the world that we're in today, mm-hmm. people are scared to come out of their shell. And unless you got to be a salesman or a saleswoman, you got to pull them into your booth, say hi to as little as a hi. Yeah. To somebody, we'll get them to come over to your booth.
Right.
And yeah. don't sit down. I mean, there's so many people at our like local farmers market that they'll just sit and like mess on their phone.
Right.
And that doesn't invite people. Be inviting.
Well, and it goes the same. I mean, with the world we live in now, it's fast. It's a fast paced world anymore. It really is. And it's, you know, not people on their phones, you know, like we didn't just do the farmers market. We did a ton of local events for the first 2 years. Yeah. We did every vendor event we could get our hands on just to see, I mean, surrounding counties. We drove probably, I think, over an hour to some
vendor Apple Fest for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And people would just, you know, head down, walk straight past you on their phone or not paying any attention. And then you'd be like, hey, you know, how you doing? And they would stop and look and pay attention to what you had.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, you know, I'm good. How are you? And they come in. They're like, what you got going on here? You know, otherwise they would have just walked right past you and you wouldn't have sold anything.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like I got the advertising and like down strategy. Like, did I go to school for that? No. Or did something you learned? Because
no.
I got marketing strategy, free samples. And mm-hmm. like you said, conversation rules the nation. Like internet, yeah, that's cool. But a face-to-face, a nice firm handshake, you know, eye contact, you really can't beat that.
It's a lot where the world is missing today.
It is.
I mean, everybody's head down into their own thing, and sometimes you got to bring them out of it, bring them into the reality to bring them into your reality.
Right. So where would you see yourself in about 5 years, Buttermilk Bakery in about 5 years?
Hopefully. I mean, the one thing that we want to work on right now is our online sales game. We'd love to start. I mean, we already ship nationwide, but we want to build up that online sales presence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we're going to be working on. But
so how far do y'all ship this?
Nationwide. Yeah,
okay.
We have our quarter pound cookies. I think we have 14 different flavors of those. We have 3 flavors of whoopie pies. And then we have our stuffed Dubai cookies. The Dubai stuff is like viral right now.
The green chocolate type of thing? Okay.
Yeah, we got that
one. We got a few of them there, yeah.
I want to try that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's good.
Going viral. So we hopped on the bandwagon and it's paid off. I mean, we can't keep it.
And we ordered some at first just to be like, is this really that good? Yeah, is this something that's great?
So what is Dubai chocolate? What is it like?
It's a sweet pistachio cream.
Okay, it's like a shredded toasted phyllo dough mixed in, so it's got some crunch to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of toasty flavor, a little bit of crunch. And
we do it with our chocolate chip cookie or the brownies. We have the brownies, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. And there's a lady that makes croissants out of our like, right down the street when they have the market, and I'll go down there and get one of those and spread it on there and eat it. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
right.
It's good on a lot of stuff. So
I'm going to try it out. So, what would you say is the end game for the Buttermilk Bakery? What is the ultimate goal? Cause y'all said y'all opened up another store, right? Is it, did I hear
no,
that?
We just have the one store. Okay. We just have our one store.
Honestly. So we were in the process of attempting to purchase our building that we're in, but there was a thing, like, it didn't work out the way that we wanted to. So, I mean, we were talking to our broker, our mortgage broker, and he is part of this thing called SCORE, which is like a bunch of retired entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And they just help new businesses either like get started to grow or to even close. And so we were talking with him. And he's like, well, he's like, I mean, what do you guys want to do? Like, do you want to just stay like the local thing? Or is like, do you want to be big? And I was like, I want to be big, baby. Like, I don't want to stay small. So, I mean, end game, I mean, we would love to be like huge, as big as we can be. But
we haven't plateaued yet.
No.
We're still on the... It's still going.
I guess take it as far as it can go, and
it's already gone
way farther than we ever anticipated.
I was going to ask you, like, when y'all started, did y'all ever see
yourself as big? Absolutely not.
No, like I said, I was a IT operations specialist. I didn't think I was ever going to do anything outside of that. And then, because people ask me all the time, like, would you see yourself doing this, like, when you first started? I was like, no.
Right.
At least not, like, full-time or anything like that. And I don't know. It's a skill, like, as morbid as it sounds, but, like, losing my mom gave me a skill that I never thought I would have.
I said, man, what skill is that?
Baking.
That's wow, that's crazy, man. That's amazing. So looking back, like, that's amazing, man. So would you say, like, your mom is looking down at you proud of? Would you say she's...
I'd like to hope so. Mm-hmm. We have a thing in our shop. It's actually a goose. It was...
the pork cheese.
Yeah, it was my grandfather's. And whenever my grandfather passed, my mom got it. And so whenever my mom passed, and I got it, and now it sits in our shop, and we dress it up, and its name is Dina, because my mom was Lena Diane, so we named it Dina.
Oh, okay.
And so it's kind of like our bakery mascot that we have in our place.
Yeah, we have like a little get to know us and like pictures of her and like
him and his three sisters. Yeah.
Okay. Are they bakers too? Are you the only?
Mandy, they're all in medical. They're all in medical, but Mandy, she, like I said from the beginning, she would make me those chocolate white chocolate cookies. But other than that, no, they don't. I mean, other than your average regular day, like
right,
making some Pillsbury cookies or something like that. No, not too much. But again, they also say like they would have never imagined me doing something like this.
This is amazing, man. You got an amazing story. So where can they find you at? Where can they find you on social and how can they order some cheesecake? How can they get in?
So we have our cheesecake is only in the shop. We're in Hillsboro, Ohio at 142 West Main Street. We are open Thursdays and Fridays from 12 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 to 4. We ship our 14 different flavors of our quarter pound cookies, three flavors of our whoopie pies, and our stuffed Dubai chocolate chip cookies on our website, which is buttermilksbakery.com. You can find us either on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. That's our three main social media outlets other than our website.
That's amazing, man. And this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big on B-Fines. You can follow us on Big and Lazy Pod on IG. Our website is bigandlazy.com. All our links is on there. And go grab you some merch. That's on our bigandlazy.com. We love and appreciate all the support. And we out.
Big and Lazy.
Amazing episode. Another Multimedia
Production. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.